Thanks for downloading this IMSA Radio podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by visiting IMSAradio.com or search for IMSA Radio wherever they get their podcasts. Live from Trackside, this is IMSA Radio.
Hello everybody and welcome to our continuing 2024 coverage of the IMSA VP Racing Sports Car Challenge. We are ready to go racing on the streets of St. Petersburg for race two this weekend, and it's live.
The VP Racing Sports Car Challenge on IMSA Radio.
Hello everybody, I'm John Hindorf. We had an action-packed first race earlier on today that saw Jagger Jones and Jesse Lazar win their respective classes pretty much in the style of Max Verstappen, driving away from the rest of the field. The Duquesne DO8 took the overall victory with Jonathan Woodridge and the rest in, basically just sitting in the draft of Jagger Jones. It was Stephen Agarkani who came through in second place and retains his championship lead in Performance Tech Motorsports Leisure in LMP3. Meantime, in GSX, Jesse Lazar won it at a canter for Motorsport in action in the McLaren Artura GT4. A couple of big accidents, which we'll have to find out whether the guys have managed to turn the cars around. But hopefully, Cody Ware will be on the grid for Rick Ware Racing in the 51, and Alex Kirby, in the Performance Tech Motorsport Leisure will be there as well. Also, problems for one or two of the GT cars. Let's see if we get a full 26 car grid. Just a little bit of a full stop on the first race after those incidents, and we'll have to see, as I say, whether the guys have managed to get that sorted out. However, should they all be there, why don't we have a quick look at the grid before they roll out on the formation laps. There are 26 cars listed on the starting grid as signed off by our timekeeper David Pace and our race director Todd Schneider, and in position number 26 on the outside of the 13th row, Frank Depew for Rebel Rock Racing in the Aston Martin. BGB Motorsports Will Wax in the 17 Porsche is alongside him. Eddie Killeen and Angus Rogers are on the next row forward, row number 12, respectively for Thiers Competitions Mercedes and the Porsche of KMW Motorsports with TMR. Mark Brumman for Auto Technic Racing in his BMW has Stephen Cameron's Sean Quinlan for company 25 and 43 on the 11th row of the grid. On the 10th row of the grid, and we're still in the GSX cars here, Ruckus Racing and Scott Blind has the Aston Martin Vantage. Alongside him, Turner Motorsports, Vin Barletta, if they've fixed the black number 96 car after it was in the turn 4 wall rather heavily. Todd Coleman and Tom Collingwood for Archangel and BGB in the Porsche in the Aston and the Porsche are on row number 9. On row 8, Michael Dayton for Swish Motorsports BMW has Jason Bell in the number 2 Pro Sport Competition BMW GT4 G82 for company. And he is the pole sitter in the bronze class drivers in GSX. Ahead of him, it's Pat Wilmot, Patrick Wilmot for Split Decision Motorsport, and Luca Mars, championship leader for Core Motorsports, BMW and Ford Mustang. Then Gregory Leofoog for Stephen Cameron Racing and Van der Steur Racing's Aston Martin driver Jackson Lee. And on pole position, it is the Motorsport in Action McLaren Artura once again. Moving into the top 9, which are all P3 cars, it's Mirko Schultes for Michu Motors in 9th place. Ahead of him on the 4th row, Cody Ware for Rick Ware Racing, if that car's been fixed. And I'll try and get a quick look as they are out on the formation lap with Cody Ware and Brian Thames allegedly on the 4th row of the grid. 3rd row of the grid, Ryan Finney in the black. At number 61, Alex Kirby for Performance Tech. Again, a car that was damaged early on. And then it's Miguel Villagomez, Stephen Agacani, and the front row, Performance Tech Motorsports, Jonathan Woolridge on the outside, and Jagger Jones on pole position. Nice looking start as they come down with 45 minutes on the clock and the green flag waves. They're a little closer together, not so much of a split start this time. Jagger Jones immediately dives to the inside of the circuit at turn one, and good job he did actually, because it was a good start from Stephen Agacani for MLT Motorsports. Right up his tailpipes there as they go through the early part. There's already damage to one of the cars. Looks like the front left has been deranged on that number 6 car, and that's the championship leader, Stephen. Oh my goodness, Stephen Agacani. And that is pushing onto the Michelin tyre. There's been contact early on from that good start. Meantime, in the GT category, it's a change for the lead there as Jackson Lee and Van der Steur Racing's Aston Martin has gone to the front of the field. So now let's see how this is managed by Stephen Agacani. That's getting worse. You hate to see that so early on. And this, as I say, is the championship leader. 2 wins and a second in the 3 races so far this year. He's got to come to pit lane. And now it's going to be a big, big comeback drive for the MLT Motorsports driver. They'll have to put a new nose onto that car and hope that they get a safety car at some point. Meantime, in the GSX category, Jesse Lazar under pressure from the Mustang of Luca Mars, the championship leader there in 3rd place behind Luca. It's Gregory Leofoog who'll be hoping for better luck in the Stephen Cameron Racing number 19 than he had in that BMW first time around. Jagger Jones doing what he did the first time out. He's already got himself 2 seconds at the sharp end of the field. Now, what happened to get that damage to the front of the championship leader? He was down the inside. Oh, he ran into the back of Jonathan Woolridge. I thought he'd had a decent run down into the first corner, and that was why Jagger Jones was defending. But Jonathan Woolridge in the Performance Tech car, the lead year in 2nd place, the number 38, moved across. Now, how will Race Control see that one? 3rd place is Miguel Villagomez. Then the battle in the GT category. Let's see if we can calm this down just a little bit with still over 42 minutes to go from the streets of St. Petersburg, where the sun always shines. Fun fact about St. Pete's, if you didn't know this already, this is a place where if the sun doesn't shine, The local newspaper is absolutely free on that day. And they haven't had to give very many newspapers away down through the 100 years or so that the newspaper has been in effect. Stephen Agacani, yet to emerge from the pit lane. He's going a lap down here as the leader, Jagger Jones, goes across the line. Wooldridge in second, and then Veer Gomez and Brian Thenis right in behind each other. Veer Gomez with the black front on his car now, so he had some damage, of course, in that first race where he had to run on at turn one. Same sort of area on the Ligier. The left front got damaged and pushed onto the wheel. He tried to race on but ended up in the runoff at turn one. So the bright orangey-red colour, supplemented by a pure carbon front end on that car for this race. It's the number 23 car that we're talking about, just onto Bayshore Drive now, with the Marina on the driver's left as they drive down east, running down pretty much north to south on that part of the circuit. Leader in GSX then going through and in the wall again for Vin Barletta in the same part of the track. He's done more damage this time to the Turner Motorsport car, the Olympia moving and storage machine. Well, he'll do well to get that car back. The left front is completely banged up. There is, well, I thought he was going to go for the runoff area at the run on at turn four. He's found reverse. Now, what happened there? Did he jump or was he pushed? Oh, he jumped. He jumped. And it's almost the exact same incident that he had in the first race, where he simply took too much speed into the right-hander at turn four and understeered off. He will not be happy with that. The safety car is on the circuit. Full course yellow. Vin's managed to pull off in between the... the concrete to driver's left there. In fact, he's pulled down second avenue, hasn't he? So he's done a good job there. So this should be a relatively short full course yellow. They will have to put those tyre stacks at turn four back. They've been substantially redesigned. Talked about this in the first race, but if you are just joining us, there was a couple of incidents you might remember in IndyCar here last year, not least between Romain Grosjean and Scott McLaughlin, wasn't it? When McLaughlin, and one of the few mistakes he made all year, absolutely nailed Grosjean into the barriers. And those tyre stacks have been banded together with the sort of conveyor belt material. They've also been sculpted out as well so that they are not sticking so far down around the corner. Well, that didn't help him the first time he had the accident early on, because he hit the concrete wall, but this time he did actually hit the tyres. But he's still done a substantial amount of damage to the left front of that BMW M4G82. Just to finish off a bit of housekeeping, Alex Kirby for Performance Tech Motorsport did not start the race after the incident early on. And Cody Ware joined into the race late in the number 51 car. And I already have him... Actually, no, I'm not even sure he's come out either, now I've said that. I'll check that. I don't think either of those cars have come out, actually. It's just a vagary of the timing that it's been shown there. But I'm fairly certain that 51 and 7 have not made it out. Add Vin Barletta to that now as a car. So I reckon we have got 24 cars running in the race. Actually, now make that 23. So everyone closes up behind the Cadillac safety car after a very short run. And if you are just joining us here on RS2, reminder that we'll be live with our extended and extensive coverage of the Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring next weekend, starting with midweek motorsport. Clocks change here in the United States tomorrow, well, actually this evening, in the early hours of Sunday morning. Spring forward, so everybody put your clocks forward for tomorrow, otherwise you'll miss the IndyCar race. But more importantly, that does mean that we are an hour later on midweek motorsport from Sebring next week. And for those of you in the UK, reminder that the time change is only plus 4 to the UK. If you're looking at the IMSA schedules on Eastern, it is Eastern Daylight Savings Time next week, so it's only plus 4 to the UK, not plus 5. Actually, probably makes life a little bit easier, particularly for the big race on Saturday, which is Michelin Countdown to Green, starting at 9 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock in the UK, with the green flag at 9:40 Eastern Daylight Time. An unfortunate start to the race, no doubt. Quickly run you down what happened in those first few laps. Jagger Jones then leading from Jonathan Woolridge, from Miguel Villagomez. Ryan Thinis, Ryan Finney and Mikkel Schultes are the top six, and they are all P3 cars. Jackson Lee jumped Jesse Lazar at the start, and that's how they stand. Aston Martin for Van der Steur Racing. For Motorsports in Action, McLaren Artura GT4. Then Luca Mars and Gregory Leofuge. Pat Wilmot, Michael Dayton, Jason Bell, Sean Quinlan, Tom Collingwood and Mark Brummond for the top 10. Thank Depew once again has made up a couple of places. But the big story, Stephen Agacani for MLT Motorsports, who is the championship leader. Damage to the front left of his Ligier early on. He's off the lead lap, but he will continue to get championship points, I am absolutely certain. Back to green flag, 33 and a half minutes to go. Jagger Jones jumps away to the lead again. The black and blue car in second is Jonathan Woolridge, who holds position. Then Villagomez. Battle for the lead round the outside. Mia McLaren tries to have a look at that Aston Martin. That was brave from Jesse Lazar on Jackson Lee. Didn't quite get it done. BMW, Gregory Leofuge and the inside at turn four on the Mustang, and makes it stick. The Mustang goes wide into the grey. Loses two positions there with the split decision motorsport of Patrick Wilmot and the BMW number 88 coming through. Wow. It is very, very one line going into some and through some of these corners, particularly 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 and 9. We normally say that because of the nature of the circuit, but clearly the grip levels off the racing line are massively diminished. Running Michelin rubber here, of course, which is a different tyre supplier to the Indy cars and Indy Next. Maybe that playing a part. Jagger Jones has gone through already into turn number three. Battle for third place again. It seems to be similar to the first race, where the third step on the podium was the one that was strongly competed for. Number 77 is Brian Thames in Forte Racing's Ligier. It's an all bar one Ligier LMP2 field, and the Duquesne DO8 of Jagger Jones is the car to beat at the moment. If that'll encourage a few more Duquesnes into the championship. The IMSA VP Racing Sports Car Challenge, the new home for LMP3, after they have done sterling work in the past few years in the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship, with the increase in GTPs and the GT Daytona field and LMP2, actually it was felt that they needed somewhere to go on their own. And the IMSA VP Racing Sports Car Challenge is that destination championship. Jackson Lee, new fastest lap of the race in GSX 117.7. Jesse Lazard, just a half a second or so. Everyone in the top 10 in GSX putting in their best lap of the race last time around. Jagger Jones in the 87, Fast MD leading out at the moment. A good and knowledgeable crowd on hand, including a number of the collective. Jerry Z's on site at the moment, been tweeting some fantastic pictures at IMSA Radio if you want to get in touch. Now the battle for the lead in GSX is really on, coming down to turn 10 now at the bottom of Bayshore Drive. Jesse Lazard with the Michelins up to temperature and pressure, starting to put a bit of pressure now on Jackson Lee for Vandersteer Racing. Through to the double apex final corner, 180 degree right hander, turns 13 and 14 onto the front straight. You wouldn't normally think of the Aston Martin Vantage as a big car, but you can't see the McLaren behind it. Now you can, because Lazare pulls out to the right hand side. Has he suckered Jackson into a mistake? No, he hasn't. Jackson gets to the apex. Lee from Lazard running down to turn four. They're on First Street now. They'll turn right onto Second Avenue, then onto Beach Street, then a right-hander at turn eight onto Central Avenue. That's where they are now. That swings them towards a second right-hander onto Bayshore, under the trees, with the marina to their left-hand time. No chance to look at the display. A very nice private yachts in there. Down through turn 10. 11 and 12 is the right-left chicane. Very quick indeed there, right on the ragged edge. Lazare putting a huge amount of pressure on the GSX leader. Luca Mars, championship leader, after the Daytona weekend, down in fifth at the moment. So it's Lee Lazare, Lea Fouge, Wilmot and Luca Mars for your top five. So that's Aston, McLaren, BMW, Ford Mustang. Nice variety there. Down to turn four again. Just 1.8 miles this circuit. A nice mix of heavy braking and 90 degrees and those faster sweeping corners that you get through turns two and three. And then again through the little kink after turn nine. It's not even actually got a corner number. Just where they're coming to now, this battle for the lead. Absolutely flat. Drift all the way out the wall on the right-hand side. Now, brake down through the gearbox. Meantime, behind, all kinds of shenanigans going on, including a problem for Scott Blind in the bright yellow Aston Martin from Ruckus Racing. And that car, now, I'm not sure if he stalled it or whether there's another problem. It looked also as if Eddie Killeen in the Mercedes was involved in that, and possibly Todd Coleman for Archangel. Check that for you in a moment. The good news is that they've all kept going and we stay green. Jagger-Jones now 5.5 seconds to the good at the front of the field, but the real battle for important positions is at the front of GSX. These are GT4 cars. GS Grand Sport, as they would be in the Michelin Pilot Challenge, was X, just denoting the fact that this is an express race, just 45 minutes. No pit stops, no driver change, no tyre change, no topping up of fuel. Well, at least not planned anyway. These cars absolutely identical to their Michelin Pilot Challenge counterparts. Indeed, Frank Depew running in the Aston Martin Vantage. Their cars are exactly the same specification. They swap them backwards and forwards between the two championships. Down the runway then, and heading towards turn one. The runway markings make that turn in to the first corner really difficult on the front wheels in particular. You get grip, and then you, as you go across the stripes, the grip goes away and comes back, goes away and comes back. Really makes you want to turn tighter, but then you induce understeer. You've got to just trust that the car will slide a bit and then go a bit. Michael Schultes has a problem in the number 70. Mishu Motors. Now, he's on the... Has he got that into the pits? Or at least onto the early part of the pit lane. He has come to a dead stop in the Sabelt supporter car. No, this car's going past him at speed. So, again, what was the issue here? He locked it up, going down into turn 10, I think. And maybe just slapped the wall. Ooh, he got hit by... Well, it looks like he's dead stick. He's done a Control-Alt-Delete. We've stayed green. He was on the run into turns 11 and 12. So that must have been Stephen Agacani who hit him in the MLT Motorsports. And Stephen just taking off the right front dive plane on his Ligier. So the nose of that car, Agacani's car, has had some real hammer. Now, where are the battles in the LMP2 field? Well, Ryan Finney of Arve Motorsports got Brian Thanis right behind him. They're okay for the moment. Agacani's car sort of waving a little bit as it goes by. Not quite the angry penguin flapping wing of the TCR cars that we've seen down through the years, but certainly it's giving us a little wave. Main time at the front of the GSX field down at turn one. The battle continues between Jackson Lee and Jesse Lazare. We've seen Jesse in plenty of IMSA competition. Right on the edge of grip. Little chirrups from the Michelin tyres under the ABS braking of these GT4 cars in GSX. Absolutely nothing left on the table between these two at the moment, and they have blasted away from Leofuge in third place. 6.5 seconds. He's got 2.5 back to Patrick Wilmot in fourth. Luca Mars is only 3/4 seconds back in fifth. If already Luca is driving for the championship here after two splendid wins at Daytona in early Feb. More drama coming out the final corner. This time it was Sean Quinlan who wanted to get across to the pits. Did it very late indeed, but did I think manage to get in before the commit line. So that's the other Stephen Cameron Racing BMW, the orange and blue car. Jagger Jones has hit traffic, I think, now in the 87. Yeah, he's just picked his way past a couple of cars, including Tom Collingwood in the BGB Motorsports car. Number 808, not quite BGB, but I see what they're doing with the number on that. Sean Quinlan in and out of the pits in the BMW G82. Lead down to 4 seconds at the front of the field and about half a car's length in GSX as they come to the end of the field. Quinlan back out of the pits, but not up to racing speed as he heads down towards the fourth corner down First Street. Hopefully he'll come straight back in again. Here comes Jesse Lazar to the right-hand side into turn one. Doesn't even get alongside there. Keeps showing the very svelte nose of the Artura. It isn't really putting any kind of pressure at all on our leader. Jackson Lee hangs it out. Oh, down to four. Late lunge. Almost coming together. Slight overlap on the rear quarter panel. That was rather close, but good driving from both. Racing room asked for and given. These cars running so close to the ground, if you listen carefully, you might be able to hear them actually scraping the ground at various places on this street track. Fast street track it is, though, at St. Pete's. Remarkably, we used to run the big prototypes around here back down through the years in the American Le Mans Series era. By the big prototypes, I mean the Audi R8s and things like that. Spectacular, yes, I think it's fair to say. And another problem, this time at turn 10. Mirko Schulz has been turned around in the Michelin Motors Ligier. He's pulled into the runoff at Fifth Avenue there. Now he's lost the engine. And he just actually did that. Oh, locked to the back wheels up as he was coming into turn 10. He's trying to get past Michael Dayton in the Swish Motorsports BMW. There is a way back into the pits there, but he's trying to reverse onto a live racetrack. And I'm not really happy about that. Might just have the lock to get turned around. Really, he needs to get out the way here. Merkel determined to rejoin the race. Not confident enough to do a flick turn in that car. And also off as well is Eddie Colleen for Thays Competition in the dark green Mercedes AMG. Now, that's turn... I think that's turn four, isn't it? Where he's run straight on. Plenty of banded tyres there, but he's in firing line there. Don't think race control will allow him to stay there. Oh, it's turn one. Apologies. He's gone straight on at turn one, bailed out as he was being pressured by Scott Blind of the Ruckus Racing team. It's all action, isn't it? 17.5 minutes to go. IMSA Radio with live coverage of the VP IMSA VP Sports Car Challenge. Hello to Glenn Watson to 911-991, Michael D, among others, who are all tuned in to our live and unblocked audio coverage via the player at imsaradio.com, or in fact on imsa.com as well. Jagger Jones 4 seconds ahead of the field. Coming onto the runway again. And still the battle. Actually now just ahead of the race leader. Now maybe this is an opportunity for Jesse Lazar. With the leader coming up on them, they'll be getting blue flags. They're heading down towards turn four now. And he's going to catch them probably as they head onto Bayshore. So he needs to be right up the tailpipes of that Aston. Well, he's actually right up the tailpipes of that Aston. Couldn't be very much closer, actually. 16 minutes to go. Here's the leader gaining on the 2 GSX leader. And we've now got the IMSA safety team to recover that number 37, Eddie Killeen, Thiers Competition Mercedes. And that has brought out a full course yellow with 15 minutes to go. This is down at turn one. Now, the engine is still running. I can hear the AMG V8 in the background. AMR safety team are there and having a chat with Sean. Shut it off, I heard them say it. So clearly he can't find reverse. They are pushing the car back. So are they going to just put him back on the track and ask him to fire it back up again? That very striking dark green with gold wheels on the AMR, the Thiers AMR. Michigan-based team. Mark Miller very proud as a man from Michigan himself to be involved in putting this together. Car's refired and is moving. So this should be a fairly quick entrance and exit for the Cadillac safety car. Behind the safety car, Jagger Jones then, with his lead now evaporated. Jonathan Woolridge, Miguel Villagomez, Brian Thames, Ryan Finney. And remember, Stephen Hagakane in the MLT Motorsports car with damage early on, but he's still going to get sixth place points. He's got ahead now of Mirko Schultes after Mirko's various excursions and problems in the Michelin Motors car. So really important that Stephen got into the pits, changed the nose of that car and got back out again. Now there looks like there's going to be a wave by for Sean Quinlan, who'll get one of his laps back. He was caught in between the race leader and his class leader. So he's gone by. And I'm just checking to see who else is there who might get the wave by in the GTs as well. It's going to be a couple of BMWs that go through. Yeah, here they come. Actually, quite a lot of the GSXs have pulled out now to go through because the leader was just coming up to pass Jesse Lazar and Jackson Lee. So pretty much the whole GSX field gets the wave by. And this does take a little bit of time, but it's so as not to disadvantage the other class in the field. Otherwise, Jackson and Jesse would have had been given effectively a whole lap on the field. Good to see the Cadillac at the front of the field at the moment, the official vehicle of the Mobil 1 12 Hours of Sebring. And proudly displaying that fact on the side. Racing at Sebring next Saturday. 9:40 Eastern is the green flag. We'll be on air with the Michelin countdown to green at 9 o'clock. Well, don't worry. We'll find bacon sandwiches. We'll be fine. Everything will be good. And Sacred Coffee. Sacred Coffee, not difficult to find in the IMSA paddock, thanks to their partnership with Penske and Porsche. And our extensive and extended coverage of the 2024 Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring beginning on Wednesday next, with, among other things, a special programme live midweek motorsports on Wednesday afternoon. 8 o'clock UK time is 4 o'clock in the afternoon for midweek motorsport. As far as the Eastern time is concerned, because the clocks spring forward this evening. Please remember that, otherwise you'll miss all your motorsport tomorrow, and there's plenty of it going on with IndyCar Indy next, and of course MotoGP out at Qatar. Can you believe they had rain at Qatar on Friday? Haven't had rain there for years. I go there last weekend for the FIA World Endurance Championship and it rains as soon as I leave. I'm not getting the blame for that one. I think we're ready to go racing. Waiting for the word from race control. The lights on the safety car are on the back window so that the drivers can see them. But I think they're out. And the drivers, I think, have been told that from their pits. This looking a little bit more excitable. Let's have a look as the dark blue Cadillac goes through this time. Safety car beginning to pull away. Yes, and the field is under the control of Jagger Jones, looking for a perfect weekend. Two poles and two wins and two fastest laps at the moment. Got two poles, one win, one fastest lap, one provisional fastest lap, and he leads with just on 9 minutes to go. Interestingly, Jackson Lee for Van der Steur Racing just leaving a little bit of a gap between himself and the back of the LMP3 field. We saw the leaders in GSX in the first race this morning just getting held up sometimes through the corners in the braking areas. We're back to green. Jagger Jones hits the loud pedal and the top six or top five LMP3 cars are underway. Actually, right in that now is Stephen Agacani. Oh, and through to the lead. Through to the lead with a fantastic restart for Jesse Lazar. Now, did he go by before the start line? When did the green come out? We're going to have a look at that. You don't have to wait to the restart. Michael Schultz in the way again, I'm afraid, and that's real problems for the Motorsport in Action McLaren. Exactly what happened to Jesse Lazar in the first race this morning. He won't get past that car. It's trailing bodywork at the left rear, so green flag is in the air. Jagger Jones goes for it, and coming out of turn number 14, Jesse Lazar had already got the pass made. And Gregory Leofouche was right there as well for a moment on the Aston Martin. So the pole sitter back to the lead of the GSX race. That was heads-up racing by him and the team. The team would have been screaming down the radio, green, 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 green. You do not have to wait to the control line to pass on a restart. You just have to wait till the green flag is shown. So Lazare back in the lead for the light blue, black and white McLaren with the yellow mirrors. Big run down the inside for Scott Blend in the Ruckus Racing Aston Martin. He was looking to go past Angus Rogers there in the KMW Motorsports Porsche. I don't think he got it done, though. He didn't. The good news about that Rutgers car is it's bright highlighter yellow, so you can see it. 6.5 minutes to go. Jagger Jones has jumped out to a 1.9 second lead over Jonathan Woolridge in second. And it's another good run from Miguel Villagomez. This will do his championship standings no harm at all in the Escuderia Abril Ligier. But all eyes on the front of GSX. Street-based cars on the streets of St. Pete's. Saturday evening. Afternoon. And great run off the final corner by the Aston Martin. Jackson Lee right in the wheel tracks of the McLaren. Goes to the right, goes to the left. Surely he isn't going to make the long way around work. He's toughing it out there into turn one, but that wasn't the way to make it happen. Thought he was going to do the over and under and try and switch back to the inside. Excellent driving by Jesse Lazar as well, who put the McLaren exactly where Jackson Lee didn't want it to be. And that's the essence. Nothing wrong with that. There was no weaving around, no moving. Lazare picked his line early on that long run on the runway and held it. 5 minutes to go. Jagger Jones is in a different postcode. She's put the fastest lap of the race in, 1:11.2. 1:11.9 is the fastest lap of the race by new second place driver Miguel Villagomez, who's got by Brian Thenis. So Escuderia Abro up into second ahead of Forte Racing in the LMP3 race. Ryan Finney in fourth. Lazare puts the fastest lap of the GSX race in, a 17 flat. Side by side further back, Ford Mustang versus BMW, and Patrick Wilmot gets the decision, if you will, in split decision motorsport, with Luca Mars in fifth position. Luca really needs to come away with as many championship points as he can after a great opening weekend. And now that Jesse Lazar has passed the Aston Martin, he's putting a bit of real estate between himself and Lee Jackson. Coming through that GT4 GSX battle at the moment is one of the lap cars. That is the LMP3, should get through without too much problem. That is Jonathan Woolridge, who dropped back down the field from second place. I didn't really see what happened there, so I can't give you any information of why Jonathan has dropped back a wee bit. Was solidly in a podium position, and that's gone now. Should be white flag next time around, I reckon, for Jagger Jones as he crosses the stripe now and heads down towards the first corner. Miguel Villagomez puts the fastest lap of the race in, an 11.2, and the gap at the front of the field is 3 seconds. Stephen Agacani trying to unlap himself from one or two of the other LMP3s there. So the silver and green car with the flapping dive plane on the right front is laps down after that contact early on. The number six car actually sitting in sixth position. But he's right in the mix there. And it's a case of what could have been for championship leader Stephen Hagacani. Well, Jagger Jones wasn't at the row before the Rolex 24 at Daytona, so didn't do the first two races. But he's announced his arrival into the VP Racing Sports Car Challenge in some style as he goes across the line now. Actually, there's going to be one more after this. I thought we'd see the white flag, but Jagger Jones has just put another fastest lap in, a 1:10.8. So it will be white flag next time around. Agacani moving around behind the number 77 of Brian Thenis, just trying to unlap himself there. Won't get him any more points. Ryan Finney, RV Motorsports in behind. Now, far be it from me, .. But it would actually be better off for Stephen to allow Ryan Finney through to have a go at Brian Thenis, because he had some decent finishes at Daytona. If he can take points away from him, that would help his championship standings. I wonder if someone on the MLT Motorsports... Oh, off! Yellow flag! Right at the end of the lap, Mark Brummond for Auto Technic Racing in the red, white and grey BMW has gone straight on at the final corner. The white flag is out. That was right in front of the leader, Jagger Jones, who now has got traffic in front of him, including Will Wax, the BGB Motorsport Porsche. That's the green car, which he goes by. Also in there is the number 37, which is Eddie Killeen. Are they laps apart? I think they are, yeah. This has been a weird race. But round number four and the second race of the weekend on the streets of St. Petersburg for the IMSA VP Racing Sports Car Challenge. Well, write the same script again that we had in race one. Pole position, most laps led, in fact never headed, and fastest lap of the race last time around with a 1:10.8. Fast MD Racing and Jagger Jones jinks to the right, to the left and takes the checkered flag. It's a perfect weekend. It's about as much emotion as we've seen from Jagger, waving left and right there. Miguel Villagomez does his championship hopes and aspirations no harm at all as he comes through in a second after a problem for Jonathan Woolridge. Brian Thenis will be third, Ryan Finney fourth, Jonathan recovering to fifth position. Championship leader Stephen Agacani did finish in sixth position, really important for the championship, ahead of Mirko Schulthess in seventh in the P3 category. Remember, Alex Kirby and Cody Ware did not take the start after their incident in race one. And in GSX, a mirror image of what happened in LMP3, but this time for McLaren, for Motorsports in Action, and for Jesse Lazare, who punches the air in delight with his right hand as he crosses the stripe. Some 3 seconds to the good. Jackson Lee led the race for Aston Martin after a cracking original start, but was caught napping on the restart for Van der Steur Racing. Gregory Leefhoge grabs some important points for the championship in the number 19 Stephen Cameron Racing BMW in third position, as does Luca Mars, who fought back to fourth position there after his two wins at Daytona. Now that's important. He was down in sixth at one point in the race. So action and incident aplenty again on the streets. Fabulous stuff from VP Racing Challenge. And two very dominant drivers here at this weekend. And they have done us proud for IMSA this weekend at the IndyCar race. Jagger Jones barely raised a sweat there. Done a cracking job. And readies himself for the press. So four races down. Next up, we'll see these cars at the Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course, June 7th to 9th, where we'll also have the debut of the Ford Performance Mustang Challenge. And then the rest of the season for VP is Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, VIR, and Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta. Jagger Jones refreshing himself with some cold water. Very dominant victory ahead of Miguel Villa-Gomez and Brian Thenis for P3. And in GSX, Jesse Lazar from Jackson Lee. So a delightful double as well for Jesse Lazar. And he got the fastest lap as well. Then Lee and Leah Fuchs. Stephen Agacani with problems. Fought back to sixth position. Vin Barletta in the wall early on. Couple of interventions from the Cadillac safety car, the official car for the Mobil 1 12 Hours of Sebring. Thanks for joining us here on RS2 IMSA Radio. We have full coverage across the whole season, and next week from Wednesday, join us live in sound and vision on RS2, imsaradio.com. We've got the video too from the Mobil 1 12 Hours of Sebring. I'm John Hindor from the streets of St. Pete's. Have a great Saturday and enjoy your Sunday, whatever your motorsport brings you. Bye-bye.
This program is a radio show limited production. For more, check imsaradio.com and subscribe to IMSA Radio wherever you get your podcasts.